From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Boston bomber is sentenced. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev today was formally sentenced to death for the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded 264. Tsarnaev apologized in court to the victims and survivors of the attack. Not all the victims' families thought it helped.
It really does not change anything for me, because what he took from me, I'm never going to be able to regain.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the death penalty is a fitting punishment for Tsarnaev's crime. President Barack Obama has ordered an extensive review of U.S. policies concerning hostage takers. The president said the government will no longer threaten to prosecute families who try to negotiate with kidnappers or pay ransom to win their relatives' release.
I look at this not just as a president, but also as a husband and a father. My family were at risk, obviously I would move heaven and earth to get those loved ones back.
But Mr. Obama said the government will make no concessions to hostage takers and still opposes the payment of ransoms. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not be forced into a Cold War-style arms race with Russia. Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels Wednesday the alliance must upgrade its military capabilities in order to defend member states. He spoke ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers in the Belgian capital. Burundi's second vice president has fled the country and denounced President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to extend his stay in power. Gervais Rufyikiri told France 24 television on Wednesday that he is against what he called the president's illegal third term. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande's office says allegations the U.S. eavesdropped on his phone calls and those of his two predecessors are unacceptable. Mr. Hollande said his government will not tolerate anything that threatens its security. A new poll suggests the world largely supports both the U.S. defense shift toward Asia and the U.S.-led military campaign against the Islamic State. The U.S.'s overall ratings also remain mostly positive, according to the Pew Research Center poll. The poll looked at public opinion in 40 nations. A global median of 69% expressed a favorable opinion of the U.S. Another Republican has entered the 2016 presidential race in the United States. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal announced his candidacy Wednesday in a post on his website. He is the first American of Indian descent to make a serious run for the presidency. Last week's mass shooting at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, has propelled the issue of race into the early stage of the 2016 presidential campaign. Jim Malone reports on remarks by Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Speaking in Missouri, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton described last week's tragedy in Charleston as an act of racist terrorism perpetrated in a house of God.
Despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with race is far from finished.
Clinton said the Confederate flag is a symbol of the nation's racist past and should not fly anywhere. Jim Malone, Washington.
There are signs of deepening splits among Afghanistan's Taliban after a spokesman denied peace talks between Afghan officials and senior Taliban leaders are authorized by the group. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz confirmed earlier this week that Afghan and Taliban negotiators met last month in China and will meet again soon to discuss possibilities of opening a peace dialogue. Aziz told the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Parliament's lower house that Islamabad had arranged the meeting in the Chinese city of Urumqi. But the militant group downplayed the meetings, saying Wednesday if something as such has happened or is planned for the future, then it is mere personal infraction and does not represent the Taliban, and its leaders did not authorize the meeting in China. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A Pretoria High Court judge Wednesday asked prosecutors to consider criminal charges over a government decision to let Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir leave the country in defiance of a court order. Mr. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on genocide charges. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.